the song in college, and then I rewrote it for George Bush about 8 years ago, but I lost those lyrics when my computer crashed. And now I'm going to write it for this president. I'm just really hoping that there aren't any more presidents after this that I have to rewrite this song for, because I'm kind of getting sick of playing it. But seeing as how we're sending tens of thousands of more 20 to 30-year-old kids over to the Middle East to die, I thought, why not? This is for you, Mr. Obama. He said, give me your vote, I promise things will change. But now he's in office and it's very strange. Things are changing, but it's a very weird plan. He's sending more troops to Afghanistan. Don't wanna go to Iran or Afghanistan. Well, how about you? We're fighting for a country that doesn't want us around. Our soldiers in Blackwater all over the ground. And it's not that I wanna see the terrorists thrive. I just like to see our children come home alive. Don't wanna go to Iran or Afghanistan. Well, how about you? Yeah, we've been in this mess since we took in the Shah. I should have left right then, moved to Canada. Lived with the polar bears and eating raw fish. Kissed with my nose and let my lips wish. Don't wanna go to Iran or Afghanistan. Well, how about you? And when he told us we'd be out in a year and a half, and I almost spit out my beer as I started to laugh. Someone must have put drugs in his Thanksgiving feast, cause now he thinks we can win in the Middle East. Don't wanna go to Iran or Afghanistan. Might come as a shock. I didn't vote for McCain, but I didn't vote for Barack. Don't wanna go to Iran or Afghanistan. Well, how about you? And why we're still there, I've almost forgotten. That's right, we're still hot on the trail of Osama bin Laden. And though I'm too old to shoot, kill or die, I'm never too old to sing and ask why. We wanna go to Iran or Afghanistan. How about you? So I just had to say that. How about we do this Bob Dylan song, too? Oh, my name it is nothing. My age it means less. The country I come from is called the Midwest. I was taught and brought up there, the laws to abide, and that the land that I live in has God on its side. Oh, the history books tell it, they tell it so well. The cavalry's charged and the Indians fell. The cavalry's charged, the Indians died. Yet a country was young with God on its side.
The Spanish American War had its day, and the Civil War too was soon laid away. And the names of the heroes I was made to memorize, with guns in their hands and God on their side. The First World War, boys, it came and it went. And the reason for fighting I never did get, and I learned to accept it, accept it with pride, 'cause you don't count the dead when God's on your side. Second World War, it came and to an end. We forgave the Germans, and then we were friends. Oh, they murdered 6 million in the ovens they fried. Seems the Germans now too God on their side. I learned to hate the Russians all through my young life. They said if World War III came, it would be them we would fight, that we'd hate them and fear them, run and we'd hide, and accept it all bravely with God on our side. Now we've got weapons of chemical dust, and if fire them we're forced to, then fire them we must. One push of the button and a shot the world wide, and you never ask questions if God's on your side. Dark hours I've been thinking about this, how Jesus Christ was betrayed by a kiss. But I can't think for you, you'll have to decide whether Judas Iscariot had God on his side. So now as I'm leaving, I'm weary as hell. The confusion I'm feeling ain't no tongue can tell. The words fill my head and they fall to the floor, that if God is on our side, he'll stop the next war.
Not many changes to the website this week. Still all about Christmas.